This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
Questa purtroppo la violenta aggressione contro l'Ucraina.
Pope Francis speaking to roughly 30,000 people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Sunday address and blessing continued his criticism of Russia, calling the conflict in Ukraine unjustified, senseless massacre, and urged leaders to stop this repugnant war. As the Russian war machine continues to destroy and kill everything in its path, Ukrainian officials have refused the Russian military's demands to lay down their arms in Mariupol in exchange for safe passage of civilians out of the southeastern port city on Monday morning. Overnight, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was hospitalized with flu-like symptoms. 73-year-old Thomas was admitted to Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, part of the Johns Hopkins Health System, on Friday night. Tests show he has an infection, and he's been receiving intravenous antibiotics. He should be released in about a day or two. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Research is indicating booster shots for COVID-19 are working.
A new CDC study is showing the importance of getting a COVID-19 booster shot. Researchers found three doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine were 94% effective against death or ventilation during the recent Omicron surge. Two doses were only 79% effective in comparison. The CDC says these findings reveal that remaining up to date on COVID vaccinations is highly effective in preventing severe illness or death, even against current variants. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
At least two firefighters in central Texas were injured battling growing wildfires that forced more communities to evacuate Sunday. The Eastland Complex fire in and around Eastland County, west of Dallas-Fort Worth, has killed a sheriff deputy who was helping people escape. In all, seven large fires are burning across Texas, aided by dry and breezy conditions. As of last night, it has burned across more than 54,000 acres and was 30% contained. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After meeting privately with fewer than half the members of the Senate, it's time for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson to testify publicly this week before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Opponents of her confirmation claim her track record shows she's soft on crime and has a tendency in lower courts to dictate law instead of interpreting law. Now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been confirmed authentic, the incriminating evidence shows how deep candidate Biden and his family was involved in scandalous behavior. A couple of weeks before the 2020 general election, mainstream media and dozens of intelligence agents protecting their guy called it Russia misinformation. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, says he confirmed the information to be a smear campaign when he lied to the American people.
That he lies to us. Just watch what has happened. 2 years ago, Schiff stated the emails found from Hunter Biden were all whole smear on Joe Biden comes from the Kremlin. That's what the head of the intel said. But if you recall, Jonathan Turley has an article written, I believe, in October 2020, after Schiff said this to the American public. And remember, the election's in November. But the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, said no, that's not the case. That there is no intelligence out there to base it upon what Adam Schiff, as the chair of the Intel Committee, was telling the country.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy reminds the American people, Representative Adam Schiff must be held accountable. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, back with you, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Phil Hotzenpiller from American Faith with us, also the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. And Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to speak to you today, and another good lineup of news and happenings in the world.
Yeah, lots to talk about here. Before we do, though, I reconnected with a video back in 2015 with Michael W. Smith. We're featuring it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And it was Michael leading the people during Festival at Hope at Ukraine in 2015 to the song Agnus Dei. Oh, my gosh. It brings tears to your eyes. It just and wow. It just reminds you of the hearts of the Ukrainian people. And you and I talked about this last week. A lot of people do not realize how, you know, how Christianity has flourished in the country of Ukraine. Yes, look at like every country. Everybody's got their problems, corruption issues and that sort of thing. But outside of Christianity, I don't know how a country, if they're serious about resolving some of these corruption issues, how they get on top of it, Phil.
Well, you know, and the challenge is pretty obvious. I mean, look, I've said it all along. Most politicians are like prisoners. You know, they all claim to be innocent and love their mama, while at the same time, you know, having a pathway of destruction in one area or another. Even some of the people we'd say they're conservative Republicans in American politics, we look and go, well, how does this add up? And I think when you see it on a global scale, and we get to see it firsthand in a country like Ukraine that is obviously, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it breaks your heart. And then you say, how in the world can this happen right before our eyes? And we technically, you know, I know we're doing something, but we really aren't doing enough to stop this war machine for destroying a country and driving millions of people into other countries trying to find asylum just because they want safety, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the sanctions
exactly.
are quite honestly, yeah, they're going to affect, but they're not stopping the tragedy.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it's almost... And part of my cynical mind, that part of the brain says, well, this is what they intended to do. They want us to feel the pain of the Ukrainian people so that our military-industrial complex can warrior up. I mean, after all, they left, what, $80 billion worth of armaments in Afghanistan, and, you know, the United States is going to have to replace that. So it's time for a windfall profit for the military-industrial complex. So part of me thinks, okay, this is all being, you know, in part manufactured, but they they knew this all along, Phil. You know, you say how we got here. We got here because of at least 10, if not 15 years of abject neglect. We saw the signs against peace. You know, the Bible says that we are to pursue peace. Well, which tells us that if you're not pursuing peace, then war is going to come upon you. And as it's been said before, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And here we are at that tipping point once again where, Phil, I mean, because they've waited so long, we may be in a situation where we ignite, you know, and participate in World War III. This would be the generation, and the thing is, for all that we've learned in World War I and World War II, it's like people have just thrown that out the window and said, oh, that's meaningless, doesn't mean anything. But here we are. We're reproducing the same mistakes that we did in World War I and World War II. You know, like my good friend Bruce Thatcher says, the great historian, he says, the problem with history is we don't learn from history. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, I'm like you. I look back and say, how on earth did the world stand by and watch Adolf Hitler, you know, start with Poland and just run his way through Europe? How in the world did the world stand by and watch them destroy, you know, Jewish people all across Europe? How did this happen? And now we're looking to see this is how it happens right here.
Exactly.
We have the model. And like you say, they're getting really good at it because, what's next? You know, Belarus looks like going to join forces with Russia against Ukraine because we found out Russia is a very weak war machine. Nobody needs to fear, you know, the conventional warfare of the Russians. That's the message right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes back to what you learn in the sandbox of kindergarten, right? Is that you meet up with a bully and you have a choice to make at that particular moment. You either retaliate against that bully or he owns you throughout your educational career. And this is what we have again. It's the old lesson that we learned in kindergarten and school is that you have got to let the bully know you're not going to put up with this. And whether it was Hitler, now Putin, I mean, can this world live with, you know, with the likes of Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, and I think the answer is no, we can't, and we will eventually, he will be gone. But what happens in the meantime? What is the, you know, what is the path of destruction that we're going to experience because of that? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the question. Another interesting thing, I just kind of related to this. I like to follow kind of the official Air Force and Army sites. And one of the things that they've done is in Guam, which, you know, kind of keep everybody up to say, where is Guam? Well, think about the Philippines, between Philippines and Japan, and then head out into the Pacific Ocean. Well, Guam, for the first time, has deployed THAAD remote launch capabilities. So what are they doing there? What's happening? And the defenders of the E-3 air defense battery use this new high defense capability for the first time. They're setting it up. Why are they doing that? You know? And
can you say China?
Yeah. I'm thinking China, very definitely. Yeah. Right? And they flip it. So it says, because it kind of ends with, we'll do everything to protect our homeland. Okay, well, is there something you're not telling us here in this Indo-Pacific region that you're talking about, and why do we have this in place? Is it because we anticipate something in Taiwan, or is it we anticipate something on the West Coast? A good friend of mine is a government contractor. He's one of the things he builds are ammunition bunkers, which does that really happen anymore? It absolutely does. So if you go from basically L.A., talk Seal Beach north, there's $100 million ammunition bunkers that are brand new. Why do we have them?
Good question.
You know?
Well,
things happening that we don't know. I think you bring up a great point. Why do you leave all that military equipment in Afghanistan unless you had a reason to do it? Because nobody is that dumb.
Mm-hmm. No, it's by design, without a doubt. Well, Yes, we're seeing it, sadly, right on our TV every night. And the fact of the matter is that, hey, it's this administration, supposedly, that we elected and put into office. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Here on Bill Martinez Live, we'd like to introduce you to Vitaly. His bride, Elena, and himself are now Americans, and they migrated from Ukraine. They now are entrepreneurs and have their own pool business. Vitaly would like to lead us in prayer over Ukraine, where he and Elena still have family that they cannot get in contact. They have no idea where they are. Remember, Vitaly is Ukrainian, and it's the Russian army invading his homeland of Ukraine.
Can I pray in Russian? Please, pray in Russian.
Дорогой Господь, Ты всевидящий Бог. Ты видишь все страдания и все слезы. Помоги, пожалуйста, нашему народу. Храни всех своих. Верующих, неверующих. Разницы нет. Пребывай с ними. Дай им покой, утешение. Молимся за лидеров всех стран, особенно России. Уразуми, Господь. Дай им и покажи свой страх. Попусти это, чтобы этого не было, чтобы не проливалась невинная кровь, пожалуйста. But I was praying, basically asking God for help, making sure that leadership is touched by God and understands that this bloodshed is not acceptable. They should stop as soon as possible. Keep those that believe in Him, and even that don't, keep them safe and be with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. You know, the thing that amazes me, Phil, the power of prayer, regardless of the language. I mean, Vitaly, you're listening to him. You go, I don't understand Russian, but yet we understand his spirit, right? And it can't help but bless you. And these are the prayers that are emanating into Ukraine, out of Ukraine, and going straight up into the heavenlies, asking God, you know, for deliverance. Because if anybody can do it, it is God, you know. And maybe this is why this is all happening. Because constantly in the Bible, when things get absolutely to their most dire point, we hear that they may know that I am Lord. And maybe that is the purpose of all this, is that we would know that He is Lord, and that His plan, His definitive plan, is in play no matter what happens. What may look absolutely devastating on the surface and in our hearts is all purposeful as it was for Jesus, that Peter didn't realize and couldn't appreciate that Jesus had to go to the cross because of God's grander plan, right? And this is, I tell people, this is the challenge I have. Sometimes I feel like, gosh, am I getting in the way of God's intent? Am I going to hear from God, you know, get behind me, Satan, you know? And how we pray for Ukraine.
Well, I think one thing is true, Bill, that it is very difficult to navigate the fine line of human responsibility and sovereignty of God. One thing is for certain, we are partners with God in this kingdom endeavor on earth, and that we always yield to the Father and to His divine plan. But also we have to recognize there's a lot of failure here on man's part, that I'm going to call sin, in neglecting over the years to do more in every nation to establish, you know, the presence of God, the kingdom of God, churches, you know. And in America, we've been pretty content to sit back and send a few dollars to missions and, you know, kind of pat ourselves on the back because we have 20 church options in our own zip code. And I think I'm going to lean the other way. I'm going to lean into the failure of man, the failure of Christians, and the lack of aggressive, you know, just, you know, tactical kind of operations to get the gospel out to every people and tribe and nation on earth. And I can't get away from that. You know, we've got, I don't know if you know this, we've got a team going into Romania. They'll land in Ukraine, in Romania, to work in Ukraine. And we're partnering with a church that's in Romania, right on the border. And one of the guys going is our own managing editor of American Faith, John Fleetwood. He's one of the team members going in. So we're going to get on-the-ground reports of what's happening, and we're pretty excited. They leave on Monday, a week from today.
Wow. Okay. Well, we will hold them in prayer as well, that they would be safe. I mean, we saw what happened with, you know, several of the Fox reporters there. I mean, hey, you go into a war zone, it's dangerous. And the way that Putin is launching missiles, he doesn't care. You know, he doesn't care about the carnage right now, clearly. He's on a different plan. And, you know, again, God's will be realized regardless of what Vladimir Putin and others may think. Because as you and I have talked about, and your understanding, and pursuit of the prophetic. You know, this could be, another brick in the road toward that final chapter of Revelations, right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. There's no doubt this plays into a scheme and a divine plan. But, how does that work out? And, how does it all the pieces fit together? I think the answer is we don't really know. But we know more about, the hand of God when we look back. But I think we need to learn more about how to see the hand of God moving forward. And I think that is the challenge of all of us.
Well, and the other thing, you talk about human failure. Here we are. I mean, Anthony Fauci's kind of been out of the picture, and suddenly now he's back in front of the cameras again. I guess he had to just take a time out and probably recapture, whatever was left of any kind of credibility whatsoever. And guess what? I mean, he came back because he needed to announce that we've got a new pandemic coming. Of course, we knew, because whenever you have, particularly here in America, you have an election. Well, you've got to find a way to influence that. And we were trained that if a pandemic is in play, well, then guess what? You can cheat at the ballot box and get away with it.
Well, maybe it's because I posted the picture of Fauci on the back of a milk carton.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
I know. I had hundreds of comments. Most of them were, please take it off. Don't let's leave him, out there in the community to wander. And so he has resurfaced, and like all snakes, he has resurfaced, and here he is.
Yeah. One more time, after lying to everybody, and he still has credibility. That's what just really upsets me, Phil, is, if we're not listening to the truth and being discerners of the truth and knowing the difference between a truth and a lie. I mean, you're finding out now what we had, like 50, a combination of generals, high intelligence officers, those intelligence officers that Donald Trump had to listen to because they were so smart and they knew everything. And they were the ones that said Hunter's laptop was all Russian disinformation. And of course, now they're like God's frozen chosen and dumb and dumber. Nobody's saying anything. And they were the ones that told everybody. And of course, Joe Biden repeated that in the during the debate, that these generals and all these noted national security types said that this was Russian disinformation. So let's not even talk about this. There's nothing here to see. Right. And now we find out what we knew early on. And that is that there was, this wasn't Russian disinformation. This was Hunter's, laptop. And but yet they don't want to talk about the specifics. But I'll tell you what, if there was anything about Donald Trump, just even an iota of what is filling that laptop, oh, my Lord, it'd have been an endless news cycle for Donald Trump.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, the irony is how many people want to get on the bandwagon of news feeds way after the event. Even
exactly,
they right. might say, well, we think, we know, or whatever, but a lot of them just, they don't wade into the water till it's safe. And I get it. They got sponsors, they got reputation, they got everything they want to start.
Well, and this is where we are. I mean, John reported, speaking of John Fleetwood, you've been talking about it, is that all the editorial rooms in television, social media, and that are controlled by three major entities primarily, Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock. And they have a lot of money and, a lot of, strings attached with that money that they provide to these news entities. So just like the Chinese, how they've captured the elites, you've got them capturing the newsrooms of our country, right? Amazing. We got to leave it there.
Oh, absolutely.
Phil Hodgson-Pillar, president and founder of AmericanFaith.com.
Aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryor.
Questa purtroppo la violenta aggressione contro l'Ucraina.
Pope Francis speaking to roughly 30,000 people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Sunday address, and Blessing continued his criticism of Russia, calling the conflict in Ukraine unjustified, senseless massacre, and urged leaders to stop this repugnant war. As the Russian war machine continues to destroy and kill everything in its path, Ukrainian officials have refused the Russian military's demands to lay down their arms in Mariupol in exchange for safe passage of civilians out of the southeastern port city on Monday morning. Overnight, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was hospitalized with flu-like symptoms. 73-year-old Thomas was admitted to Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington, part of the Johns Hopkins Health System, on Friday night. Tests show he has an infection, and he's been receiving intravenous antibiotics. He should be released in about a day or two. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, 2020 and 2021 have been unusual years for the automotive industry, but you know, there's no denying family cars get better over time, and 2022 is no different. From design and innovation to the latest in tech, there are many options when buying a new family car. Add in important considerations like cost and safety features. It can feel like a staggering task for even the most savviest of auto aficionados. And with us right now to help us out with our decision and get us up to date is Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, Micah Muzio. Micah, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good to have you. Let me start off every this conversation like I always start off a Micah conversation, by disappointing you. You know, all the like high transaction prices and everything has been really, really tough. It's hard to get a vehicle at a reasonable price. We were looking through some of the latest KBB data, and average transaction prices remain high, and we expect that that's going to continue. In fact, the average transaction price for a new car in December was $47,000. It's come down a little bit. It's closer to $46,000. Now, but still, that is outrageously expensive. That's more than 11% higher than it was last year, and it's even worse on the used car side. Average transaction price for a used car is almost 28 grand, which is 29% higher than it was last year. So it's still a very, very tough market out there.
Well, we're back to the basics of supply and demand, are we not, Micah?
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, yes. So, I think maybe last time we talked, we might have been talking about microchip shortages, and that continues. The CEO of Intel was talking about, continued supply issues going through 2022 and into 2023, though, finding incremental improvements along the way. But we still have a lot of demand and limited supply, and, the world is is not getting any more to date. So, the supply constraints, there's a lot of variables out there, but we think 2022, certainly for the first half, is going to remain, kind of a tough market.
Well, and there's still a smart way to go car shopping, whether it's online or at the dealership, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay, so, this is definitely a challenging time to buy a car, or even less. It's a great time to sell a car. But but the advantages that car shoppers have now is that there is so much information available to you. Back in the olden days, it's like I walk down to the car dealership and be like, hey, that one looks kind of cool. And then you talk to the guy, the sales dude, and he's like, yeah, it's a pretty good price. I'm like, I guess that's true. Okay. Nowadays, there's so much information available to you. You can figure out what your car is worth before you ever go into a dealer lot. You can figure out about how much you're going to get for your car that you're trading in, and then you can figure out how that fits into your finances and how much car you can afford. And you can also do research, figuring out what vehicle actually fits your needs. We're talking about family cars today. And, do you need a three-row SUV or maybe a two-row SUV would meet your needs and save you some money? Or maybe you've got plans for a few more kids down the road, maybe it makes sense to get a minivan now. And which minivan should you get? There's so many questions. And that's why, working at Kelly Blue Books, KBB.com, we like to provide information that helps consumers make great choices. And that's one of the reasons why we put together our list of the best family cars every single year.
Exactly. Well, Micah, you've got the list and you've got all this information and networking all compiled. So what makes for a good family car?
Yeah, we look at things like safety, value. Obviously, that's a big one, especially right now. Reliability, even if you get a car at a great price, if it breaks, that's no good. And then family-friendly features. There's a lot of stuff that there are a lot of features that people might not know are available that we look at every single day, and we really like to highlight them. In fact, one of the great ways to talk about some of the attributes of a great family car is to dive into that list. And one great place to start is the best three-row mid-size SUVs. We've got four great choices on there, but I'm going to dial into one in particular, which is the Kia Telluride. The Kia Telluride is a really great example, too, because if you haven't bought a car in the last 5 years or so, you might not be aware that Kia makes some really good products. If I said, hey, you should check out a Kia, you might dismiss my suggestion because you just don't know. This is where availing yourself of available knowledge is a really great thing. So that Kia Telluride is super cool because you can seat up to 8 passengers. But even with people in all those seats, there's still 21 cubic feet of cargo space behind the third row. So you can take all your people and their stuff, which is awesome. And that third row, by the way, is adult worthy. I have verified it with my body. I'm a very average 5'10" and I fit there just fine. I was talking about family friendly features. And one really cool one is something that my daughter loves. She's going to be 7 coming up pretty soon here. But she's a very independent child. And the Kia Telluride has these standard second row power releases for the seats. So rather than having to muscle up a lever, she can just push a little button, boom, and the whole seat slides forward out of the way so she can crawl into the third row. And it's just a wonderful, simple little feature, but it's standard and it makes it so easy. Imagine you have a baby in one hand and you're trying to, get the second row out of the way to get your kids in the third row. That little button, man, that makes things so much easier.
Yeah, without a doubt. He's a video editor for Kelly Blue Book, KBB.com. Micah Muzio is with us, and we're talking the family-friendly cars of 2022 and giving us some great ideas. Well, taking a look at the list, checking it twice, who topped the list this year?
Let's talk about minivans. And that's kind of the ultimate family vehicle.
Okay.
And I know it feels like a little bit soul-sucking, but the minivan segment is actually really interesting. There's some great choices there. Chrysler Pacifica, we really like because they offer an optional plug-in hybrid version, which right now as fuel prices are climbing and climbing, that plug-in hybrid is super cool. It can do 32 miles of pure electric driving before you ever use a drop of gasoline. And then another one, another good fuel saver is the Toyota Sienna. And Toyota is so interesting. With their new Sienna minivan, it was brand new in 2021, they decided to make a hybrid powertrain standard. So when you buy a Sienna, it's going to be a hybrid, and it's going to return 36 miles per gallon combined fuel economy, which is incredible. And the other thing I really like about the Sienna, too, is that they have made all-wheel drive an option. So a lot of people who might have had to go to an SUV if they live somewhere with actual winter, now they can you choose that minivan format, which is just so good for family usage. That's one trend we're seeing on our list here. There's a lot more electrification, a lot more hybrid options, and that's the kind of stuff that's really going to pay off as gas prices continue to climb.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say, and I appreciate you bringing that up, is that hybrid is in big time now, huh?
It really is, yeah. You know, even in our two-row segment, we've got the Honda CR-V, and, that's been on our list basically every year they've made that thing. And it's about due for overhaul, but the hybrid version of that thing returns 40 miles per gallon in the city. Just a really practical little SUV that works great for a small family, a ton of room versus how big the vehicle is. But just the availability of a hybrid really pays off.
Micah, got to let you go. Let everybody know where they can go for more information.
Please join us over at KellyBlueBooksKDB.com for more family car information, or if you want to buy or sell your car, just know what it's worth, KDB.com.
Well, he's the one that keeps us up to date on all the family-friendly cars. Always good to have Micah Muzio back with us. He's the video editor for KellyBlueBookKBB.com. Little programming note here for you. Again, our thanks to John Guandolo. Boy, I'll tell you, he really brings into question a critical idea, like where is our national security interest? We've gotten involved in too many wars in the recent decades, and to what benefit? Because that critical question was not asked, nor was it answered, because the military says, hey, look, we are the military, we just go forward, and, collateral damage, if it includes your sons and daughters, I guess that's okay. You think we would be smarter by now, right? After all this experience that we've had to suffer through. And if there's anything, that you want to hear again, feel free to go to BillMartinezShow.com. All our interviews are archived right there, absolutely free for your use. You can share them with your friends and neighbors. Because we're givers, we're not going to charge you anything. We just thank you for listening and spreading the good word, because it's not about 8-second sound bites. It's about getting experts on this show that know what they're talking about so that you will be blessed and be all the wiser still.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to
to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Right there, you'll see right there the video, which we've kind of brought back. It's having a resurgence here. Just a wonderful, incredible worship song from Michael W. Smith at the Festival of Hope in Lviv, Ukraine. This happened in 2015. And as we were sharing with you earlier, you know, when you hear people sing and they're worshiping God, it doesn't matter the language. It translates. You have this understanding of, you know, who they're glorifying and what it's all about, you know, and it is a very touching tribute. And it reminds us why we need to continue to pray for the citizens of Ukraine because of, you know, what they're being subjected to right now, unless we forget that many of those are, you know, they're Christians, they're believers, and they're probably wondering themselves, you know, do they lose faith in God? Do they say, you know, I'm sure they're crying out going, hey, where is God? Paul Asay is with us right now. He's with Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. He's a senior associate editor. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You know, we were just talking about Michael W. Smith's worship song that was recorded there in 2015 in Ukraine. And regardless of the language, you know, I find that when people are worshiping God, you may not understand every word they're saying, but you connect with their heart and how they are exalting God. You know, at a time, and this is in 2015, I mean, little do they know that 7 years later, here they are, and they're probably crying out once again, but with a different heart, with pain and hearts broken for what's happening to their country.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think one of the beautiful things about faith is that it gives us, no matter what language we speak, we share the same beliefs, and that actually sort of unites us almost as if a language would. It allows us to share with each other. Even if we don't understand the exact words that each of us are saying, we are able to bond through Christ. And I think that there's something really beautiful about that. You know, we know that there are so many brothers and sisters who are suffering out there, dealing with truly for us unimaginable hardship and unimaginable tragedy. And it's just so difficult. As Christians, we just wish we could reach across the ocean and help a little bit more than we can. But as it is, we just Some people say that thoughts and prayers is a little bit of a cliche, but as Christians, we believe that prayer works. And I think that
it really does.
As we move into that, we just have to pray and hope and have faith that something good can come out of this.
Well, there are parachurch organizations that are out there. They're on the front lines. They're doing soup kitchens. They're delivering goods. I mean, this is what America does, and this is what American Christians do, is they're running to the border to help, and in some cases, going beyond the border. They're going into Ukraine itself, where the suffering is really taking place. I mean, suffering is abounding throughout the whole area. So, yes, I think that, you know, that's something for people to, you know, consider in their own hearts what they are doing. You know, there are different ways in this war that you can participate. Prayer, if there's resources, money that you can send. You know, I heard last week the Calvary churches were, you know, collecting an incredible amount of money, Paul, and they're sending it to Ukraine without any administrative fee.
Wow.
Zero.
Wow.
I mean, American Red Cross is doing a lot, but of course they charge their usual administrative fee because of their infrastructure and that. And I get that. I understand it. I'm not condemning them for it. I'm only just saying, to your point, there are churches and people of faith who have found organizations to go and make sure that their money, 100% of their money, is going in to, you know, support the cause for Ukraine. So whatever you can do in co-laboring with God right now, because, you know, I get it. We don't quite understand all that's happening, but we do understand people's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
That we do. And we know that God understands, and we need to co-labor with God in truth to help fellow Christians, because God's real clear in His Word that we're to help all people, but especially people of faith, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that when you look at the church, the broad Christian church worldwide, when the church moves, even when you're talking monetarily, fiscally, in terms of what impact they can make on the world, when the church moves and moves mightily, it can do amazing things. There is so much real-world power, I think, behind our dollars, behind our donations, behind our ability to volunteer. There are so many things that we can do, and very often I think the church actually just scratches the surface of the good that
exactly.
It can bring into the world.
And it's not to lose courage either, because right now, there's no question. We were just talking with Ambassador Bronbeck, and he, again, talks about all the Christian persecution, religious persecution that's taking place, not only in this country, around the world, is that will continue. You know, so you got to understand that is part of what you sign up for when you say, I'm going to follow Christ. Because Christ said, look at, you know, it's not like I got a pass on this thing. I went to the cross. So, you know, welcome to the club. We're in the crosshairs. And, you know, what you were mentioning earlier, I thought, this is what's freaking out these antithetical, these non-Christians and people that do not want to believe in God. They're absolutely freaked out because they see the immeasurable power and force that can overwhelm this technocracy and all these other algorithms and social media impacts and things that they're using to control the American people. And meanwhile, the people of God are doing mighty works because we follow an almighty God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is very well said.
Well, Paul, I want to talk about what you're featuring there at Plugged In. Uma, tell us about Uma.
So it seems so strange when we're talking about these super important real-world events to then dive into the world of movies, right? But people are still going to see movies. Oftentimes we need to get away from some of the headlines that we see. And movies have sort of started percolating back into our world. You know, theaters are now opening back up. And there were a ton of movies released this past weekend. And as you mentioned, Uma was one of them. Uma is actually a PG-13 horror story that is a little bit of a metaphor of a woman who's terrified she's becoming her own mom. It's a very creepy, interesting, but very problematic story where this woman, she lives in a house that doesn't have any electricity. She had some really bad experiences as a child where she eschews any electrical power at all. And so she moves into this place where she doesn't have any electrical power. If people come to visit her, they have to leave their phones in their car, the whole bit. But it's really about this woman's struggle, both physically and metaphorically, about grappling with the things that were done to her as a child, and how the spirit of her abusive mom sort of comes back and haunts her. It definitely has some difficult elements. There's a lot of language in this. You have obviously some child abuse themes that are going on, and for Christians, there's some demonic overtones that you're going to have to wade through as well. But it's an interesting movie, if nothing else.
Exactly. Earlier in the month, there was a lot of controversy about Batman, and you wrote about that, kids were going to be excited because of Batman, but it came with a severe warning because parents didn't realize that we didn't want the little Batmans to be exposed to things that weren't in their best interest, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So Batman, I am officially on record as a Batman fan. I wrote a book about it even. But I really feel like this particular movie has a lot of good and a lot of bad. And when you're talking about kids, the movie The Batman is a dark, grim, slogs through some difficult things. It sticks to its PG-13 rating, but because it feels dark and because of sort of the elements that we see in it, it almost feels R. The Gotham City that Batman is patrolling in this particular movie is very dark. It's very corrupt. And you have essentially this serial killer on the loose. And this serial killer, although you don't see anything that he does, you have the things that you know what he's going to do. You know what he has done. And for younger viewers, for people who are walking into this movie expecting a nice, light, Marvel Spider-Man type of movie, this is not that. Now, that said, it has a lot of power to it. Batman in this movie feels strong. He feels heroic. He feels like he goes on a journey himself, where he starts off as this dark, brooding guy. And, of course, Batman is dark and brooding no matter what. But he makes a flip along the way.
It's the mask. It's the mask. That's what
it is. It's the mask. Whenever you're wearing a cowl, and people know in the office that when I put on my Batman mask, not to bother me that day.
Yeah.
It's just I'm in a bad mood. But yeah, so you have this character who realizes that he can't just beat up bad guys all the time. He needs to make a real world difference. It's almost like what we were talking about with Ukraine, you know, where sometimes we need to reach out like Batman does in Gotham and give people hope, give people encouragement to show that things can get better. And I think that that's one of the things that this particular movie does really well.
Well, you would think because of the rise in crime and lawlessness that's going on in the real Gotham City that maybe they would have boycotted the movie. Just saying, Paul Acey, that's all. Hey, we got to leave it right there. Thank you as always, Paul Acey. He's the Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. God bless, Paul. Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.